From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. When it comes to traveling between major cities, planes, trains, and automobiles, mainly cars, are the usual go-tos. But buses? Well, their use could be on the rise. From Los Angeles, KPCC's Sue Carpenter reports.
FlixBus coaches are lime green, brand new, equipped with Wi-Fi, and priced to make intercity bus travel even less expensive than driving. A trip to Las Vegas from L.A. costs about $15 compared to $115 by car.
Americans are ready to say goodbye to cars, especially in California.
Pierre Gourdain is CEO of FlixBus U.S. The German company recently set up offices in Los Angeles and started running buses between L.A., Phoenix, Las Vegas, and a handful of other cities earlier this summer. It's one of the newest entrants in an inner-city bus travel market that in recent years had hit a rut. Revenues at major bus companies were either flat or declining, and some had even cut service. But now rising gas prices and airfares have started to make the bus not cool exactly, but at least more attractive.
This year, we've seen the intercity bus industry finally get, you know, its wheels back.
Joseph Sweeterman is a bus transportation expert with DePaul University. He says there are a number of companies offering new types of bus service, from overnight sleepers to charter buses that are crowdsourced. It's all given dowdy bus travel a new sense of momentum for trips of 200 to 400 miles. Those are usually taken by car or plane, especially in the spread-out Southwest.
The competition's a little weaker there.
Throughout the U.S., one demographic that may give bus companies a boost down the road is young people, because fewer of them are learning how to drive. That's according to a University of Michigan study. And for those who do drive, Joey Alvarado lives in L.A. and frequently travels to Las Vegas for jiu-jitsu competitions. He says it's all about convenience.
The majority of the time it's by car. I'm in charge of when I can leave and when I get there.
He did take the bus once, and he thought it was pretty convenient. So why doesn't he take it more often?
I think I just kind of like having my car.
New kinds of bus service or not, so do a lot of people. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.